Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I thought you was all excited.
I tried that one.
We got a long way to go.
I'll let you do the same.
Short time to get there. It feels good, don't it, man? The way this team is playing,
it feels great.
This is exciting, man.
Man, oh, man. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Yeah, we are loading up and trucking because the Eagles, Hugh Douglas, have now won 8 straight football games.
Eight
good morning,
things.
You.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Don't feel pressure to spend money today, even though it's Cyber Monday. Don't feel pressure to buy anything as I go into my app and look at stuff as we speak on the air.
Well, you know what? I think it's hard not to kind of look at maybe, I don't know, hotel rooms, trips to New Orleans, Eagles gear, because right now, I'll just put it this way. We got a lot to discuss for the game. Kyle, of course, behind the glass. You guys in the phone lines with us today. Merrill will join us in an hour. We'll have Howard Eskin coming up at 12. It is hard not to think big today because what I'm watching right now and what I've watched over the last 8 weeks is I can't find a team better than the Eagles right now. I mean, look, I know a couple teams have better records, right? The Lions and the Chiefs have better records. But The way the Eagles are playing right now, they're playing like the best team in the National Football League. And yesterday, that, for me, was the best win in the Sirianni era. You think about some of the big wins they had. I heard Joe this morning talking about, you know, the best wins they've had the last, you know, decade or so, this decade. And I just thought about it from this perspective. You know, that championship game against the Niners, obviously incredible, and it meant so much, and they made the Super Bowl. But they faced a fourth-string quarterback by the end of that game. Last year, they went to Kansas City and won a game on the road on a Monday night. But that one was like, man, Valdez-Scantlin dropped the ball, and maybe they got lucky. Yesterday, they went and played, Hugh, a team that the Ravens' offense was up there statistically with the greatest show on turf, Rams. That's how many points a game. That's how many yards. Like, they were just unstoppable. And until garbage time yesterday, the Eagles' defense dominated that football game. They didn't let Lamar get going. They didn't let Henry get going. And then we got the ultimate closer in Saquon Barkley. Between the offensive line, not turn the ball over, special teams, defense, this looks like a championship team. Hugh, that was unbelievable yesterday.
It's that want to, Joe. When I look at this defense, especially as I look at the defense, they're not making a whole lot of mistakes. And that's key. When you're playing good defense, it feels like everybody's on the same page. Everybody understands the assignment, and guys are flying around making plays. Zach Bond, man, you know, you said something last week where he probably is the best 53 in the city. Dude, he's balling. Give props to him and the way he's come in and has become like something that everybody's proud of. A linebacker, you know, we haven't had too many good ones in a long time. Mm. he looks like one of the better ones. He really, really does. We talk about how great Saquon has been with this team. Zach Bond has been pretty impressive himself.
Well, he's been incredible. The whole defense. I mean, yesterday, they all made plays.
Exciting whites.
The most exciting white yesterday was Cooper DeShean. That play he made to pick up Derrick Henry and just slam him down to the ground was awesome. Jalen Carter, unblockable. Their pass rush was good, even without Brandon Graham. Secondary good, like you said it with the linebackers. And then, Hugh, the offense. Yesterday wasn't, I would say, an overwhelming day offensively, but they just kept chopping away, and they just kept, and you said this a lot, this run game with Saquon, it's not a matter of first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. If you stick with it, eventually the dam breaks. And in that fourth quarter, when they put the game away, the dam broke. And Saquon, he had 61 yards in the first quarter. No running back in the NFL this year had that many yards against the Ravens for a full game. Fourth quarter, Saquon Barkley, Hugh, is just, he's the most unstoppable player in the league in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, man, and this offensive line, you know, everybody, it's amazing to me how when guys are playing well, like Saquon Barkley, you'll hear the national pundits, they'll try to discredit what he's doing by saying stuff like, well, you know, he's playing against that elite offensive line. No, that's what it's synchronicity. It's symbiotic. You know, you can't have, you know, when you look at Adrian Peterson, what he was able to do, maybe they were unsung offensive line, but they blocked well enough for him to do his dang job. I don't get how people find it so hard to just give this man credit. He was in a bad situation in New York, no question about that. Offensive line wasn't good. And everybody said to a man, what would he look like if he played with a better team?
Well, we're seeing it.
Now you're seeing it. So give that man his props. I know it's hard for some of y'all, you know, because you're the small-minded thinking to get outside yourself and get a man the props. But he's playing well. And the offensive line is taking extreme pride and making sure that they have those holes open for him.
Yeah, they are. And they're right now, the way they look for the past 2 months is, compared to where they were in September, it's almost a different world ago. Like, it's hard to even remember what that football team was. 8 straight victories here. 215-592-9494. We're watching one of the greatest Eagles defenses we've ever seen. I mean, and Hugh, the numbers are starting to pile up.
Yeah.
Only 19 points for the Ravens yesterday.
Yeah, but
I could just picture the green beard in here and the whole month of January, because
I'm sitting in the catbird seat.
No, right, you're not. That catbird seat.
No, listen. And I know people want to point it out. Listen, I never, ever, ever, ever am excited about a team scoring on my birds.
Don't lie.
I'm not. But I did notice it did bump that average up a little bit.
Yeah,
when they scored that last.
You're missing the point here.
No, I'm not saying
they held the Ravens with the most high powered offense to 12 points until garbage time.
And you know what the best part about the way that they're playing? They don't get tired. They were out there the whole third quarter. Them cats are still out there flying around.
Yeah, the Ravens won time of possession 33-51 to 26-09. You're right, it didn't matter. Extra snaps for Hunt and for Smith. They all played well. This team is in an upper echelon. They're one of the best teams in the NFL. We have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. How you hop in? I thought yesterday was the most impressive win of the Sirianni era. Alta is considered on the road against that kind of offense to do that. Incredible. Let's hear from Sirianni talking about the physicality of his football team.
I know that's a little impressive. They had to match ours. We know we're a physical team. We know they're a physical team. And that was our message going in, that, you know, they got to match our physicality. And again, that's a very physical team. That's a well-coached team. That's a team with a lot of good players. But, yeah, I'd like the question rephrased a little differently.
I love that answer from Sirianni. Yeah,
look at Coach Sirianni coming into his own.
That's pretty good.
He ain't in the meetings long talking no more.
They had a match our physicality.
Yeah, he out there, man. He out there coaching his tail off right now. You can't say nothing bad about Sirianni.
I thought he coached a really, really good game yesterday.
Cut his hair off and went crazy.
You know what? They haven't lost since.
After that, yeah, he's been balling.
I thought he coached a really good game yesterday. I thought he hit the right note on when to go for it, when to not. I thought the punts early were the right decision. Like, he's got to realize, this is a defensive team now, right? Like, it's okay to punt. Like, last year, you couldn't do that. And maybe early in the year, he didn't realize what he had. When you got a defense like this, punt, pin him back, flip the field, and play that game.
Yeah,
I'm doing it.
Man, it's amazing. Want to, and I saw a lot of that yesterday. And I know I'm gonna say some things that a lot of people probably aren't gonna understand, but Jalen Carter's a whole man.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
Like, somebody like, what's the difference between a whole man and a man? I mean, he's a, well, no, I said it wrong. He's a man and a half.
He's a man and a half.
He's a man and a half.
To put it in perspective so everyone can view it, I'm like a half a man. He's
no,
a man and
no,
a half.
No, he's a man and a half, man. He is a man and a half. And I know we're going to sit here and we're going to talk about all the contributions that everybody made yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you one thing that I know for certain. If he isn't on the field, this defense is different. Because when I'm watching the game, and the level of pocket push that he gives on a consistent basis, like, you can't leave him one-on-one. And sometimes you leave him two-on-one, he still wins that battle. But it's obvious to me watching this game that the one thing that this quarterback couldn't do, and he wasn't trying to do for a lot of the game, can't step up. And when you can't step up, Joe, that allows the defensive ends to run that hoop, that allows them to get an opportunity to get to the quarterback, you know, because the quarterback is not stepping up. Because if you step up, you're stepping up to Jalen Carter, putting hands on you. Then shout out to Jordan Davis, too, man. He had a decent game yesterday as well.
They all played well. I mean, yes. Like, every week we come in here and we're like, well, he played well, and he played well, and that's how you develop a top five defense in the NFL. 215-592-9494. I thought it was interesting, just kind of the juxtaposition where we were 1 year ago when the Eagles went up against one of the best teams in the NFL, and let's just be real, they got punked. I mean, they got smacked at home by the 49ers the same week last year to now where they are. Let's listen to Sirianni after the game, just putting one more coffin, saying, yeah, last year, that's over. This is a different team.
Obviously, a big win over a good team.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Last year's over. We don't care about last year. We learned what we needed to learn from last year, and what we needed to do off of that. And this year is a different group of guys. It's a different group. This is a different team that's gelling and meshing on all cylinders right now. But with that being said, you're only as good as your last game. We got a big game coming up this weekend.
Well, they do. They're all big games, because now the goal isn't just, hey, win the division. And we're beyond that now. The goal is win the most games as possible, maybe have to win out, get the number one seed, and get us to New Orleans on a bus in 2 months.
Yeah, we're trying to get one more plane. Well, they're trying to get one more plane trip.
Just one.
Well, maybe in the playoffs it all.
No, well, how about with none? How about we just play them all here?
Yeah, that'd be nice too.
Just 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Kyle, your reaction as the Eagles win their eighth straight football game.
It felt like we watched the best team in football play yesterday. And I'm not talking about the Buffalo Bills, who had a really impressive win over the Niners, who just feel like they're kind of a shell of themselves last season. But, like, man, everything into consideration, the spot, the team that they played, the number one offense in football against a former MVP, two-time MVP in their house. And we can be realistic about it. The score might have been closer, but we dominated that team yesterday. We absolutely dominated them. And it wasn't perfect from minute one to the final whistle, but it's hard to ask for a much better performance than they gave yesterday in that spot. So I don't know about you, but I felt a little bit of deja vu watching that. Remember the Carolina win in 2017,
mm-hmm.
where you kind of sat there and told yourself, like, you know, I actually think this team is legitimately maybe one of the best teams in football.
On the road, as an underdog, yes. Against a playoff team,
and
yep.
They look like a Super Bowl team right now. So we're loading up the bus, man. Eastbound and down, baby.
We are loading up and trucking. 215-592-9494. Just to put it in perspective, then right to your phone calls here. So yesterday the Ravens came in averaging 427 yards per game and 30 points per game. With until the final minute, right? That garbage time touchdown.
I like how you're trying to put emphasis. You put
it was garbage time.
No, I'm just saying. I know what you're doing.
It was a garbage time.
No, but I know what you're doing. I just want. I'm not tripping. I know what you're doing.
Until
no, I'm just saying. No, I'm not mad. I just know what you're doing.
Well, because I just, you know what
you're
I
trying
see?
To diminish the fact that they scored.
Of course I do. I know.
But I know. I'm just saying. I just want to.
I mean, it was a garbage time score.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to accentuate that defense is a necessity. I mean, it's
then it picked up the flag. I like how the refs picked up the flag.
Yeah, I know. So Ravens came in, 427 yards a game, 30 points per game, right?
Yes.
And with a minute to go in the game, a minute to go, they had 302 yards and 12 points.
Yes,
total domination by the Eagles yesterday. Let's go to the phone lines here. The Eagles have won 8 straight on their defense, on their running game. The quarterback is managing things, and they just keep winning. Anthony in Jersey's up. Hey, Anthony.
He's bounding down.
Anthony's ready. What's up, buddy?
I like how everybody learning the words to the song as we go along.
We're all going to sing it together on the ride.
Yes, sir. Hey, before I talk about all the positives for this team, Avante Maddox needs to be cut now. Get him off the field.
Yeah, the one guy that can't play, get him out. No, he does stink. Yeah, you're right about that.
He does stink.
He does stink.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he does.
He made some mistakes.
Mistakes? He can't play anymore. He, I mean, come on.
I'm being nice.
Now, don't be nice. Be real. He's cooked. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, man. I want to give credit. We poo-poo the Giants, but thank the Giants. We also need to thank Miami. Giving us Vic Fangio.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. They didn't want to be coached hard. Our young Thundercats want to be coached hard, man. We want to win. We are hungry, man. Shout out to Howie. I know we poo-poo on him a little bit, man, but Howie done nothing. Draft Jalen Hurts. Draft Joe Malata. Draft the Georgia boys. Draft Devontae Smith. Come on now. We draft two new corners. Let's go, Howie, executive of the year. Let's go,
three times.
Whoever.
Yep. Anthony, you're right. I think Howie's going to win his third executive of the year award. I mean, this everything he touched went to gold this offseason. Hugh, every move Howie made, other than the Huff one, they're all great moves.
Bryce Huff still has a chance to resurrect.
Stop.
Man, the hell with Bryce Huff. I would take Bryce Huff money right now and give it to Zach Bond
and some more.
Y'all so mean.
And some more, man. He's going to Detroit. Detroit coming down here. Man, I don't care what the records say, man. Man, the road to New Orleans go through Philadelphia.
Well, that's the goal, Anthony. There we go, Anthony. Good phone call. That's a good way to start us off. What do you got to say?
No, I like how you.
Why don't you?
What you about to say?
Well, I just felt you had to say something.
I think there's going to be a chance for Bryce Huff to contribute. You know.
Well, yeah, at some point they might need him, but I'm at the point now where if he doesn't play another snap, I don't care.
Yeah, it's not that big.
It's not. Well, especially with Jalex Hunt played well yesterday.
Yes, he did. You know what it is, Joe. I look at this team, and I know we want the game to be here. We want to have home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm not worried about that. You know why? Because the way that this defense is playing, a good defense travels well.
Sure, it does. No,
extremely well. I know we would love to have it here. Man, I'll play. If it's me, I play Detroit in the parking lot on concrete.
Well, with those two teams and how physical they are, they might prefer that, both teams.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, man. The way that this defense – it took a while to get there, but this team has shown resilience all season long. Mm-hmm. Now they're at the point where they're not making a whole lot of mistakes. They're a scary bunch, man. They're not the biggest. This is the thing that's impressive to me, because we all went into the game. Let's keep it a bean. We looked at our linebacker size, and we looked at Derrick Henry, and there was some trepidation there with the fact that Derrick Henry.
Maybe some people.
No, yeah, for a lot of people. You were probably one of them. Now you act like
Hold on. Who said on the pregame show yesterday, Eagles 24, Ravens 19? I mean, I gave you the score, chapter and verse yesterday, you. Chapter and verse.
No, but like I was saying, we're going into this game, they're like, oh, man, Derrick Henry, get him going.
Sure.
Man, they weren't afraid of Derrick Henry at all. They made sure the game plan was not to let Derrick Henry get going.
And they did.
And they did a great job of that. When those linebackers and those corners were in position to take their shot, they took their shot and they hit home.
We're going to see that Cooper highlight for the next, year. I mean, that tackle in the open field.
Yeah.
I mean, the game still had time left. The game was over there. The game ended when Cooper DeJean just he just drove him right
because
to the ground.
Because that's the thing. That's the thing. When you have a running back like that, a lot of times when he gets in the secondary, a lot of guys like to break down and shadow And that's when he runs them over. He stiff-armed a couple people. That's not the record. No question about that. But for the most part, pursuit angles were on point for the defense, and there was a lot of gang tackling. And that's what you need when you're playing against a running back of that caliber.
They did everything well yesterday. I mean, it's not often you say that in the NFL because, you know, things go wrong. They did everything well on the defensive side yesterday. And then offensively, it's just waiting, Jalen didn't make any mistakes, and just waiting for the big play by Saquon. And by the end, he hit it. Gary in Whitehall. What's up, Gary?
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
Gary, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
Gary, how you feeling this morning?
How do I feel? I feel like we are Big Easy bound and down. How's that? That's what I feel.
It sounds like Gary wants to be on this bus with us. That's what I'm hearing.
It's a lot of people on this bus.
I'll drive the bus. I got my license. Let's go.
You know what? The more bus drivers we can have on the bus, I think the better for everyone. Gary, how about this defense?
This defense, this is turning the clock back, Joe, to the early 90s. I mean, this is going back over three decades. I haven't seen a defense play this well, especially when you're going against 17, not 11, against 17, because black and white, they sucked yesterday.
Come on, the Zebras.
So they were bad. And but, I mean, that front line, the secondary, the linebackers are flying everywhere, and they're in the positions that they're supposed to be in. They're not getting burned. I mean, you had a big play, okay? When Lamar gets scrambled for 8 seconds, who isn't going to be open? Give me a break.
Right,
that's going to happen.
Yep, but, I agree.
I mean, and offensively, who's going to stop us? Who's going to stop this force? That you
force
got.
Of nature.
You've got over 3,000 pounds that are going to just maul you to death and beat you into the ground. You can't even touch Barkley. You can't touch him.
Can't touch him.
This team is New Orleans bound, plain and simple.
Matter of fact,
Big Easy bound and bound. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Let me get some of these.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Let me order some of these shorts on sale.
Love it, Gary.
Let me get some of these shorts.
You get shorts for Louisiana? You were in shorts.
Monday.
He was wearing shorts today. It was like 20 degrees.
No,
when we
shout
woke
out
up.
To the lady that when I got on the elevator, she just said, "I love you, Hugh." And I was like, "Is it because I look confused? Because I got on a winter hat."
You do look confused.
I got those shorts and a hoodie. But this is how I would dress in Atlanta in the morning, doing the morning show. I feel
you're not in Atlanta.
Yeah, but I'm comfortable. This is comfortable for me.
You can wear whatever you want.
This
I don't care. I'm just. It seems cold.
Is a little. You know, coming into this nice building that we have, people do look at me like something wrong with.
Well,
me,
because it's 20 degrees out.
They'll be all right.
I mean,
don't worry.
It's cold.
Listen, people, I'm not going through nothing. Just for all the people that looked at me weird when I walked in the building.
You are. You're going.
I promise. I'm
you're
not going
through a
nothing.
Crisis of self.
I'm not going through a crisis.
Beard. Mm.
I am comfortable. Listen, and for all why you here, you brought me here. For all y'all blowing up my timeline, talking about my beard and retweeting the picture that the radio station put out. Dog, I'm not. I sleep good at night. Don't you know that I've already come to grips that one or two things are about to happen at the end of this season. I came to grips with this about a week or two ago. So y'all ain't making no revelations by coming at me and talking crazy to me. I'm already here.
Speaking of being at peace, you know what flew under the radar there with Gary's call? I mean, he said this is the best Eagles defense in 30 years. He just skipped right over the best defenses you were
no,
on.
No, listen.
Just
let
skipped
me tell you,
right over the 0-2 Eagles defense.
Let me
defense.
Tell you, I am not. I know we are people, we're creatures, we live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. And I am okay with that.
Well, are they better
this
than your OT defense?
This defense is playing well, man. You know what's hard for me to wrap my mind around, and I think it was for everybody else, is the level of growth in one season.
They were a bottom five defense in the whole league
yes.
last year, and now they're top five.
But when you think about it, it's similar growth to the growth that we had when Jim Johnson got here.
And it's fast. And now it's paying dividends. When you add it all together, they look like the best team in the NFL. 215-592-9494. All right, let's react, celebrate the Eagles' victory yesterday. Was that the best win in the Sirianni era? You're going to hear how it sounded yesterday on WIP with the Merrill Montage and all your phone calls. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.